Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and here we are for another week. Detroit automakers stand to lose a stunning $4 billion in Europe this year. Wow. On today's show, we look at how the financial mess in Europe's affecting the domestic automakers. Then singer-songwriter Matt Jones stops by the studio. He'll talk about his newest work and how he overcame a challenging year. But first, colleges are holding commencement ceremonies right about now. Here's a question. What will all those graduates do with their shiny new degrees? Based on recent surveys, something like half the graduates from our state hit the road seeking greener pastures in other states within a year of graduating. It's the Michigan brain drain. One state lawmaker wants to help stem the brain drain by offering tax credits on their student loan payments to college grads who stay right here in Michigan. Could tax credits help stem the brain drain, or is it a Band-Aid that makes a deeper challenge for college graduate in Michigan? Joining me is State Representative Andy Shore, who's a freshman Democrat from Lansing, and he's the sponsor of House Bill 4182. Welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us what the bill would offer to college graduates in Michigan.
Well, the bill would offer to someone who graduates from a Michigan college or university, public or private, a tax credit. There's a formula. It's 50% of your debt up to 20% of the aggregate tuition. And what that comes to this year is basically a maximum of $2,500 with an average of about $1,200 to $1,500 depending on how much you owe and how much the average tuition is. And the intention is to start it with the next graduating class. The bill's had one hearing. We expect a few more. We're going to tweak it a little bit. And it would be nice to see it move. But, you know, the question you asked in your intro there is, it's a good question. Is it a Band-Aid or is it a solution? And I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
You know, I think that it's the perfect question you asked. And the research shows that students graduate, they look to see where they want to live, and then they look for a job there. So, you know, how many of your listeners know someone who recently, you know, graduated or is going to graduate and goes to Chicago or goes to, you know, somewhere with walkable downtowns and bars and restaurants and transit and things like that. And I think that many people want to stay here in Michigan because they grew up, they have roots here, but they don't find the places they want to be. And I think that's the end game, is for us to have those communities and those places. But until we can get to that end game, we need to offer an incentive, and that's where my bill comes in.
Well, let me ask you this about what they're looking for when they graduate. And believe me, I'm speaking from personal experience because I have a son and a daughter-in-law who are both working in Chicago. And
right.
I've got a friend of mine whose son graduated from U of M last Saturday. He will be heading off to Washington, D.C. next month for his new career. And here's what I wonder. You look at the numbers, and our state has something like, 700,000 fewer jobs than we had in 2000. So could we not argue that the new grads are leaving because they have to find the good jobs to pay back those student loans and rent their lofts and start their lives, and that the job pool in our state is just too small?
We could make that argument, and some of that is true. But a lot of it, we heard testimony in our committee last week, about a third of the graduates actually have job offers in Michigan and go somewhere else purposely because they'd rather go where they want to be first and look for a job there. The research also shows that when students go somewhere, the jobs follow. When you have a talented workforce, that's where businesses want to expand and want to locate. So when you get people who are willing to stay in Lansing and, you know, in 10 bar while they find that right job because Lansing is where they want to be, then the businesses expand there and that's where they go. We also see just a huge uptick in IT and technology and healthcare and other growth sector jobs. Here in Lansing, Jackson National last week announced 1,000 new jobs and over $1 million investment in Lansing because they see Lansing as a place where people, where graduates, where talent want to be. So, you know, yes, what you're saying is right. Many people just need to find a job to pay off their debt, but many will also find that place they want to be and either find a job there or bide their time for a little while and then find a job and then find that job there. So it's a bigger equation.
If you're just joining us, this is Stateside, and I'm Cynthia Canty speaking with State Representative Andy Shaw, Democrat from Lansing. He's sponsoring House Bill 4142. It's being called the Michigan Brain Drain Bill, and in essence, it would give tax credits to college graduates who stay here in Michigan paying their loans to try to just help them along, give them that start, and help ease the student debt issue so many of these young people face. I'm curious, Representative, do data from other states support these tax credits? Are there other states doing this where they're seeing it makes a difference?
Yes. The genesis of this was a program called Opportunity Maine. The state of Maine did this in 2007, and they have seen the results. It was slow there. Very few people took the credit at first, but there has seen quite an uptick since they've done some promotion and let college students know about this, and they've seen an uptick in those who were taking it and those who were staying.
Representative, I got to wonder, why are the incentives only for four-year degrees? And I only ask this because we've been hearing Governor Snyder and others talk aloud about perhaps there's too much emphasis placed on that four-year bachelor's degree and not enough on the associates or vocational training or two-year programs.
Well, you know, I'm open to expanding it. There are a variety of issues that have come up where we've had people request that. I mean, the first priority is really the brain drain, is to keep folks here, and we see a lot more people who are leaving who get the four-year bachelor's and the two-year associates. Those folks graduating from the community colleges tend to remain in the community, so the intention is to keep people here. Now, that being said, you know, they're still going through, you know, college and getting their degree, and it would be nice to give them a benefit as well. So we need to weigh the cost versus the benefit. And, you know, I assume that many people who get their two-year associates are moving on to a four-year degree after that, so they will be covered. But we're looking at that. It's one of the tweaks that we may look at for the bill to see if it's important to do that now or if it's important to get the program up and running and then add them later. It's on the table.
What's happened so far? You've had a committee hearing?
We did. On Wednesday, we had our first committee hearing on the bill. I presented it, and we had some folks testify. Lou Glazier from Michigan's Future gave a lot of the research about what's driving the 21st century economy, the new economy, how, you know, college graduates and places and things like that really are what students are looking for. It's not the same old, you know, you graduate from college, you find a job, that's where you live for 40 years, that students are much more mobile and they can find where they want to be. So he gave some great testimony. We had some students that came up, in essence, talking about the same thing, about their experiences, about what they're looking for when they graduate college, where they're going to stay. And there were great back and forth between the chair, Mike Shirky, and one of the students about, you know, she said she wants to stay here, but she may have to look elsewhere, and he asked why. And she said that she's got family and friends, and her roots are here. So we said, well, maybe that needs to be a part of the equation. So it was a very good conversation and discussion. We expect to have one or two other hearings, we've been told from the chair's office, and then, you know, we'll see where the support lies. I had great questions and comments from committee members, both Republican and Democrat, so there seems to be bipartisan support, but we need to make sure, you know, enough people are comfortable to move the bill.
From someone who is now inside the legislature, you know, you certainly watched through the years with the rest of us from the outside looking in. Now you're on the inside. And I do think that there's a sense around the state from citizens of wondering, can things really get done in the legislature? Is there too much bipartisan division to really accomplish solutions? What can you tell us from somebody on the inside of it now and involved? Do you believe that solutions to problems like the brain drain can really be achieved through the legislative process?
I do. I'm an optimist, so I do. I think we can tackle problems, more in the short term, less in the long term. We have some pretty serious problems. You know, municipal finance system is broken and needs change. We have some very big long-term problems that they were able to do under Proposal A years ago. Those are harder. When you have someone who's only there for 6 years in the House, which means they're really only, you know, they're learning in their first 2 years and they're trying to make an impact, but they really only get about 4 years where they're heading some kind of seniority and able to take an issue by the horns and really try and move it forward. That's just not a lot of time. In my mind, yeah, we can make a difference. We can tackle this right now, the brain drain, and we can try and make the short-term solution, which is my bill, the tax credits, and move towards the long-term solution, which is ensuring we have the great places where the students want to be. But the long-term solutions are harder because people really dig deep and get going on the issue, and then they're termed out. We're looking at that right now with corrections reform. How do you make corrections less expensive? And the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, a guy named Joe Hoffman, Republican, he's really taken the bull by the horns on that one, but now he's chair of the Appropriations Committee. He's in his last term, and he's trying to make change, but he's only got a year and a half left, so will he be able to do it before he's termed out? You know, I don't know. So I do think term limits have had a very big impact on that long-term solution. And ironically, I've got a bill on that, too, so I'm happy to talk to you about that when you want.
We may want to do that. We have been kind of hearing that theme, challenging and questioning that idea of term limits and whether or not it's preventing real solutions.
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, State Representative Andy Shore, Democrat from Lansing, the sponsor of House Bill 4182, the Michigan Brain Drain Bill that would give tax credits to college graduates who stay in Michigan paying those loans. Thank you so much for talking with us today, Representative.
Great. Thank you.
So do you think the Brain Drain Bill might help keep college graduates in Michigan, that House Bill 4182? What about the issue that Representative Shore raised about term limits? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Easy to connect with us here at Stateside. You can find us online at michiganradio.org. Go to Facebook. You can search for Stateside with Cynthia Canty. And, of course, on Twitter at Stateside Radio. Love to hear from you.